Blog Talk Radio.
Across my arm, so I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Chris Chadwick, your host for another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. We are ready to let the smoke roll tonight. I'm excited. It's Wednesday evening, May 21st. I'm telling you what, I'm fired up and ready to rock it out tonight, ready to talk a little Q, talk a little Memphis in May. What a time we had. I'm telling you, it was a blast. Got to go and see and meet and greet and just had an awesome time. I tell you what, that's what barbecue's all about, and that's what we're about right here. And that is a fact, Jack. We love to cook barbecue. We love to eat barbecue. We love to talk barbecue. Anything barbecue, we love it. And I know you do, too. That's why you're listening in, and I sure appreciate everybody that calls in, listens in. You know, we continuously try to keep the show fresh, keep it keep the smoke rolling, really. And we encourage everybody, you know, the invite is always out. And this is the gospel. I invite people to call in. Hardly ever do I schedule anybody. My format works really well. We have callers call in. We love to talk to everybody. Guys, this show is about you and the Q. That's what it is about, and I firmly encourage you to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the same number to call every night of the week with every show, whether it's me, Chris Chadwick in the house, Thursday night, John Reese, Friday night lights. No telling who is going to be hosting the Friday night lights. It looks like Lori Frazee will be running her out Friday night this week. Sunday night, you got Lance Moore in the house. Monday night, you got Chris Fulmer. Tuesday night, you got Lori Frazee out of Florida. I mean, guys, we got something going on every night of the week. We take a break on Saturday night. It's the rest, recoup night, especially after a kicking hard competition weekend. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody needs a little rest, but, you know, we do it every night of the week. And I guess, you know what, if you wanted a show on Saturday nights, I bet we could come up with a show on Saturday nights. That's what it's all about, you and the Q right here. It doesn't matter what you want to talk. If you want to talk a little MBN, Memphis Barbecue Network, KCBS, or get down and dirty and talk a little TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association. We love to talk TBA. I am a TBA man. I'm going to talk Tennessee Barbecue Association anytime I get the opportunity. FBA, IBCA, it don't matter. Guys, it's all barbecue. I mean, let's be real. We all love to cook. And I tell you what, when you learn to cook all the different sanctioning bodies, it just increases your chances and it puts you on your A game to go compete anywhere in the United States, anywhere nationally. Matter of fact, you can go anywhere internationally and go compete with the best of the best when you learn how to cook all these sanctions. Now, I'm telling you, good food is a common denominator for the whole country, and that's what we're all about is good food. We love to talk good barbecue. We love to talk recipes. We love to talk flavor profiles, whether it's sauces, rubs, smoke, what type of wood you use. It does not matter. We talk it all. And I tell you what, we talk 2 hours. We have a two-hour show. That's what we do. Unfortunately, I was a little late this evening. Imagine that. It has been a busy day. It has been wide open. Barbecue is basically every day, all day now. And I'm not complaining at all. It's just it is busy, and we do stay covered up with it. So I never thought I would be as involved as I am with it now. It's kind of just grown and grown into this, and, hey, I love it. I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can, as long as my health allows me or the blessings bestowed upon me to let me keep talking barbecue, cooking barbecue, competing barbecue. We're going to keep doing it. That's what it's all about. It's a good old world we live in. When it's a barbecue world, we've got some great, there's some great, great people in it. Tell you what, I went to Memphis in May. Really, really anxious to get there, to see pit masters from all over the country, whether it be guys from the TBA that I don't get to see often, pit masters that we might cook once or twice with a year, people that are fortunate enough to be out in the public eye and cooking all the time, traveling all over the country. Man, I tell you what, you know, foodies. We're all foodies, and we love it. And you know what? I talk to all of them. I talk to everybody that wants to talk. Imagine that. They accuse me for running for governor anymore. It's running for president. President of the barbecue nation. Well, I tell you what, we're going to keep talking. We're going to keep rocking it out. We're going to keep letting the smoke roll and cooking it up and eating some good old barbecue, talking a little pork, a little beef, a little chicken, a little poultry, yard bird. We're going to talk it all. It does not matter. whether it's a special chef's category, a.k.a. Pitmaster style, you know, sauces, vinegar, mustard, ketchup base. It does not matter. We're going to talk all that, too. Rubs, sweet, hot, salty. We're going to talk it all. And I always encourage everybody to call in the 347-202-0263. Man, it's just like talking on the phone. Pick that phone up, dial that number. You know, it's time to get off your ash and call us. And let's talk a little cue. We have a great time. We're going to have some special guests tonight, I'm sure. You know, we just keep rocking it out and just having a great time with it. First, we're going to have some friends call in tonight, pitmasters all over the country. And that's what it's all about. Let's see here. I'm trying to text and talk. And let's get this chat room up, too. Let's get the chat room up, guys. We're going to try to do a small chat room right here in the moderator studio room tonight. Well, let's see if we can make that happen. You can tell I'm really busy working on something here. Oh, mercy. It's all good. It's live. That's what it is when it's live. We just talk it up. All right, we've got the chat room up, guys. Chat room is up and running. If you want to get in the chat room and type away, I can see it, and I'll try to respond to you. I know we've got a few people invited tonight to come in, to call in. We never know everybody's busy schedule, how that's going to play out, and we'll take it as it comes. But I do have to give a big shout-out before we go much further. Tonight, I was, of course, like I said, I was running behind. I had to get in and schedule the studio room and schedule the show because evidently it had slipped my mind and it was not scheduled. So I had to get on the stick, get it done. And you know what? I got her done. But we have to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors. Man, I'm so thankful to have these sponsors. Just every little bit helps from every sponsor. And when you get a few, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, it doesn't matter. When you get some sponsors on board that's helping you out, man, just it's just such a blessing. I've got to give a big shout-out to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Daryl Mass, he's made it happen. The innovator of BarbecueSuperstars.com. ESPN Live Barbecue Sports Entertainment Coverage. The Barbecue Superstars Morning Show. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com and see what it is all about. It is bad to bold. It is full of information. And it will rock you out with barbecue from every corner. Every corner. Also, with Barbecue Superstars, it is the food network of barbecue. It covers everything, A to Z, top to bottom, left to right, the ins and outs. It covers it. Go check BarbecueSuperstars.com out. Also, my sponsors, my team sponsors, the Hall County Cookers. Man, I tell you what, I've been really working hard, and it doesn't come overnight, and don't think it does. It takes a long time to make this stuff happen. Keep working at it. Be persistent. Represent yourself with the utmost integrity and honesty, and it will come back to you. Frontier Charcoal. Give a big shout-out to Frontier Charcoal. Frontier Charcoal helps me let the smoke roll. I tell you what, I always say I'm letting the smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal, and I'm telling you, I do. Go to FrontierCharcoal.com. Check them out on Facebook. Like them on Facebook. Country Boy Wood Pellets. If you're a pellet cooker, if you're a pellet head, you know what I'm talking about. You have to buy your pellets. Country Boy Wood Pellets. That is a live, true hardwood company that make their own hardwood pellets. And I'm telling you, I use the hickory. It's what I roll with. That's what I smoke with. And they work phenomenal. Talking about pellet cookers, I've got to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. Man, Green Mountain Grill is a game changer. It's a finisher. It will definitely improve your cook. It is a complete unit, I'm telling you. It's a valuable asset to the barbecue arsenal. GreenMountainGrills.com. Check them out. Look at the data. They got them all. I'm so thankful to have all these sponsors. I've got to introduce a couple new sponsors tonight. I got to give them a big shout out. Shouts out. I'm shouting out. That's right. Big old hell yeah to all my sauce sponsors, my rub sponsors. And with saying that, I've got to talk about Junior's Rub for Grub. Junior's been with me from day get-go, and he has got a phenomenal rub. It is an exceptional, exceptional product. Give Junior Urias a big shout-out. Look him up, Junior's Rub for Grub. Up in Smoke Competition Barbecue Team, he will fix you up. Get in touch with him today. Also, Maverick Industries. Maverick's helped me out. They've got some phenomenal temperature gauges, temp probes, quick temp probes, dual lead thermostats. Maverick has got it going on. Maverick Industries, that's MaverickHousewares.com. Also, give a big shout-out to Brad Barrett, Grill Great. I'm telling you, that is a finisher if ever was one. I cooked some lobsters and T-bones on my Green Mountain Grill the other night with a set of Grill Grates and finished them out and marked them up and made them look competition turn in ready. Also, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. If you've never heard of it, I don't know where you've been. Give Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce a try. I can keep going on. I'm telling you guys, I'm so fortunate. Sweet Smoke Q. Jim Elder right there out of Florida. He's got an injection. The sauce. I'm telling you, the juice is some fine stuff. Pork injection. He's come out with a new beef injection. Check it out, Sweet Smoke Q. Got to give Spider a shout-out with Meat Rake. Man, these are some valuable little tools. Very inexpensive, but they are well worth the money. $19.95, I believe, gets you a set of meat rakes. Go to meatrake.com and check them out. We also have to give my friend Ted Daigle a big shout-out. Daigle's barbecue sauce has several different flavors, and they're all good. I mean, from sweet and sour to the spicy to the sweet habanero rib candy to the pecan garlic to applewood jalapeno, and they're all fine. They're fantastic. DaiglesBarbecueSauce.com. And then we can't forget about all the awesome flavors they all have. I'll give you a big shout-out on some more rubs, some injectors. Dan Yildel with BarbecueKansasCity.com Chopped QE Power Injector. I'm telling you, that's a bad little injector. Give Dan a call. Look him up on Facebook. Check that injector out. I posted on my page, Chris Chadwick, our Hall County Cooker Competition page. Also, the Let the Smoke Roll barbecue page. We post it everywhere. We keep it running. We keep it going. Some awesome products. Now, here's a big announcement on some of the my new sponsors. I want to welcome Mean Green to the Hog County family, Chris Chadwick, Hog Wild, production. You know, it's Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Got to give Mean Green a big shout out. Proud to have them on board. That is a phenomenal cleaner. I use that cleaner to cleaned my pits, my cars, everything. Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Check them out on Facebook. Like their page. Look at them on .com. Pick you up a bottle at any Dollar General store across the nation. Mean Green Cleaners and Degreasers. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Best One Tire of Jackson, Tennessee. Best One is my newest sponsor. They just put me a nice set of raised white letter Firestone tires on my pit. And I'm telling you, that pit will roll. We can pull her 100 mile an hour behind it now, and you will never know she's back there. Balance to the T, rolling on the 15s. Best One Tire of Jackson. Give them a big shout out. And I don't want to forget any of my sponsors. It's not that I'm forgetting them, but I am so blessed with them. Got to give Philip Lujan, give him a big shout out. Hope he's doing better. He's had some back issues, and we hope he gets better as quick as he can. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. I'm telling you, beef injection, pork injection, rubs, man, the rubs are there. He has got the rubs and the injections. Give Philip a check. Check him out, Philip Lujan on Facebook, TalkTexanBarbecue.com. I could talk barbecue. I do talk for barbecue 24/7, 365. And we love to talk. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We had a big time Memphis in May this year. Went down and took a lot of pictures, lots of pictures, some pictures that didn't even take. And I wish I had, because we started at one end and went to the other and went down the center and come back down the other side and back up the center and down the other side. And we hung out with some fantastic people this past weekend. We've got to give all the winners, all the competitors, a big shout-out, an extra shout-out to the guys that got their names called. I mean, there are so many. Big shout-out to Chris Lilly, Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue right there out of Alabama for winning that grand. Melissa Cookston, Whole Hog, Big Bob Gibson's Cooked Shoulders. Memphis in May, it's a different setup. You go and you cook one category, whether it be ribs, whole hog, or shoulders. Not butts, but shoulders. And then you've got ancillary categories. You've got exotics. You've got a beef category, a chicken category, sauce categories, whether it be vinegar, ketchup, tomato base. You've got all those categories Friday. Man, it is just one sight to see. The stage is huge. I mean, it's big. It's big time. These booths, these cook sites, these guys set up, phenomenal. Give them all a big shout-out. I'm telling you, that is a they did one hell of a job, pardon my French. They let the smoke roll in Memphis, Tennessee, right there along the mighty Mississippi. And it was a sight to see. I always encourage everybody, if you've never been, you need to go. I was fortunate enough to get to see some of my friends that I don't get to see very often. I actually got to hang out and talk to the judges, the barbecue pitmasters themselves this weekend. I had the pleasure of talking with Myron Mixon for a little while, Jack's Old Sal. He was down there letting the smoke roll. Tuffy Stone, he was letting the smoke roll of Cool Smoke. Chris Lilly of Big Bob Gibson's. All the crew at the shed. Brad Orson, Hobson, Miss Linda, which is AKA Mama Shed, Big Hoss. I'm telling you, the whole crew, Chef Sarah, they had it going on. That was a happening spot, and I'm telling you. Crazy, crazy great people. I mean, they're just wonderful to be around. It's such a blessing to be around a lot of great people like I was down in Memphis in May. Just phenomenal. we're already planning on trying to come up and maybe get it together and actually Hog County will go down there and get Hog Wild next year at Memphis in May. We'll see how that goes. It's in the works right now. It'll take a year to get it scheduled and prepped and detailed out. But we're going to try to rock it out and see what we do. It's a sight to see, a place to be, no doubt about it. Let's see, I'm looking over a few notes. One thing that I want to talk about a little bit and cover before I go any further is we had the pleasure of getting a hangout with Mr. Rick Brown. And Rick Brown, I don't want to say this wrong, but Rick Brown is a huge force. He is the editor, but he is a huge force behind Barbecue America magazine. Their premier issue was a May June issue. That's www.bbqam.com. Fantastic magazine. I'm going to tell you what they've done. They've set the level for a premier magazine, a barbecue magazine, which we will love because everything we see in this magazine, we can relate to. Whether it's the Jack Daniels, the Sam's Club, any special event, the World Food Championship, Memphis in May, the American Royal, features, pits, products, you name it, it is all about barbecue. That's Barbecue America Magazine. The subscription is very affordable. I mean, it's from front to back, cover to cover, loaded with barbecue information. It's phenomenal magazine. BBQAM.com, check them out. Barbecue America Magazine, get you a subscription today. If you wait, you've waited too long. Let's see, we've got a couple callers in. We've got some callers. We sure appreciate everybody calling in. Listening in, we've got a lot of live listeners on. The studio board's just jammed up, full. We have got to work it out, make it happen. We've got our chat room up. It is up and running tonight. If anybody wants to chat, get in that chat room. I'm ready to let the smoke roll a little more. We've got a caller right here. I do believe this is going to be one of our special guests for the evening. Can't wait to talk with her. She is a fantastic cook. She knows how to let the smoke roll. I'm telling you what, she'll stay up longer than any guy I know. I mean, she's diehard, hardcore pit master. Chef Sarah, I believe she is on the line. Sarah, you with us, girl?
Why, yes, I am.
What is going on tonight? How's it going?
Oh, man, you just had me dancing to all that poetry you just recited. My good name, that was pretty darn kind of you.
Well, I tell you what, no truer words have been spoken.
You're the best, man. It was so good to see you at Memphis in May. Oh, it's like my brother came to town. That was sweet.
Well, I tell you what, we had a great time. Memphis in May was phenomenal this year. I mean, the weather actually held out, and it was really, really nice, exceptional weather for Memphis in May. I know there was a little mud, but tell us all the fun you had.
Man, I got to tell you, number one, I think you've been around the wrong smoke if you're saying the weather was nice at Memphis in May. I mean, I figured Noah was going to come in with his ARC and take the first place winners from each category. It was so bad out there. It was like walking in like 2 feet of chocolate cake mix. It was awful, man. I mean, I've been through some shit. But that is definitely awful. And, you know, 3 years in May. I mean, we were flooded out, and we had to go move ourselves to the fairgrounds 1 year. It was fine, but it was amazing, though, man. Everybody really pulled through. You know, those who knew what it took to keep that smoke rolling in spite of the weather had it going on. We had solid winners. Definitely to include the shed team, we got fifth place in the whole hog. Couldn't be more proud of Melissa Cookston getting first in it, seeing Big Bob Gitson taking it, seeing Patrick Banks and his beautiful wife taking it on ribs. Like, it was just off the hook amazing, man. And it's just great to see just the competition
right
at that level.
You got it. You know, really, I know the weather was, you know, we try to be optimistic and talk really great about the weather, especially when the grilling gods are looking down upon us, and that old weather's beating our pits, making it hard, trying to keep our temps up, walking in the mud, trampling in the mud, the rain boots on. I know, we've all been there, and we do it. But we do it for the love of the game, you know, we just... We keep letting the smoke roll. We keep getting it and keep hitting it and making it happen. And, you know, all the winners, that is such a solid, solid contest. And, I mean, you've got all these winners, all the people that have placed, getting calls, placing top 10. I mean, phenomenal cooks, every one of them. I mean, it was anybody's game. I mean, it just comes down to the judges. It's a hard ball game. Memphis in May is a tough show.
Oh, heck yeah, man. You got to sacrifice your body for the love of the game, that's for sure. I took a big toll on that one. I got a big old sinus infection. I mean, shoot, when we came out of Lubbock in that sandstorm that we had to go through after we competed in Midland, I mean, it is just enough solid weather. And, it's just it's been great though, man. I mean, it really pushes you to your limit to know that you can be totally prepared and handle anything that comes your way, no matter the challenge. It's just awesome. It's just awesome, and just to see, like I said, the best of the best stick it through, and that's why we come out winners, man.
You got it. You got it. And everybody, as you know, everybody can't hang and don't play like we do. You know, when it comes to cooking, staying up, letting the smoke roll. I mean, what was it, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, we were scraping skins and shaving skins on chickens in Midland?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was no napping in Midland, not at all. That was a straight through, man. And, man, we pulled through that real good. That was such a great time, seeing Junior out there coming fresh off of Pitmasters, hanging out. God, Daryl Mass comes strutting into our after party at my friend's restaurant that we plugged. It was just so cool. Yeah, man. And what was so cool about Midland was being at that historical Air Force Museum.
Yeah, that was off the chain. I'm telling you, that was that hangar, that museum,
yeah,
that aviation museum. Yeah, it was bad to the bone. And, you know, they had the country performer that night.
Oh, yeah, Pat Green. Oh, he just tore the roof off. That was so good.
So what's next for you? What are you planning on doing? What's your next big cook?
Where am I cooking next?
Where are you cooking next?
Knoxville. I'm going to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you know, that sounds like a big show there. What's going down in Knoxville? Do you know?
It's Lewisburg this weekend. I'm so confused. Lewisburg.
Yeah,
it's every weekend I'm barbecuing.
Lewisburg. That's right. It's a KCBS event. That ought to be a pretty good show down there. I know we had discussed about going down, but I don't think we're going to make that one. We're going to batten down the hatches and get ready for our show here in a couple weeks, and that's going to be a big deal for a little town. So we've got to really get our A game on. We're going to have a lot of top-notch cooks coming in for that. It's going to be a rematch of the Barbecue Pit Masters Tennessee. I know Ken Woods is coming in. I will be there. We've got several other top dogs rolling in, some Memphis and May players is coming in to compete. It's going to be a big show right here in a little old town of McKenzie, Tennessee.
Nice. And that's this weekend?
No, that's going to be the 6th and 7th of June.
Ah, so exciting.
Yes, yes. Daryl Mass will be here. BSPN will be covering the event live. So, we, like I say, it's going to be a big, we're going big time. This little town's going big time, this cook, and we're going to see how the smoke rolls and who the grilling god blesses. I mean, because I'm going down, I'm going to cook it, I'm in it to win it. And,
yes, sir.
You know, both barrels are loaded and cocked and ready to rock, and we're going to smoke them out.
That's it, man. Go with the balls to the walls. Win that show. Do what you can. That's
you
really
it.
Exciting, man. You were great on Pitmasters, by the way. I really enjoyed watching you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I had a good time, and, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we can't win them all, regardless of whoever you are. It does not matter. But when you go and you have a good time and it shows, then I think you've accomplished something right there. And I did have a good time. I'm going to have a good time when I go cook, period. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter what show it is. You know, we're going to go and we're going to make it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make the show.
Well, you know, winning or losing, man, there's always a win in every loss because there's always a valuable lesson to be learned. I think you were phenomenal on the show, and I think that you were on Pitmasters itself says something about you. It doesn't matter what place you came in on that television box. I think you're phenomenal, man. It's always an honor to work with you and see you and get any time I can spend, that's for sure.
Well, that's back to you. You know, you just, like I say, we're going to have some Memphis boys come down from for the event this week, in a couple weekends, and, you know, you're always welcome, too. I mean, you're always welcome. If you're doing anything, you're welcome in the house. I mean, you're it. So we're going to rock it out and cook a little bit and just have a good time, eat a little bit, drink a little bit. How's that song go?
Man, I don't know.
You
right
know
now.
It.
I just don't.
If you don't know that song, I can't believe that because you're on top of all that. You know all those songs. You're right
eat
up
little,
on it.
I mean, maybe I want you to serenade me, Chatwick. And then I'll name the song. Give me a little tune.
Well, I tell you what, John Reeves, we're going down to Texas, I guess, in August. We've got a big thing planned for August. We might be cooking the Music City Fest in Nashville in August.
Yeah, he was talking to me about that. We got off the phone yesterday about that. He wants to set up, man. He wants to build a team.
Yeah.
A big team.
Yeah.
All together. I think that'd be fun.
Well,
I think that's great.
I'm telling you, one of my newest sponsors, Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. They want to really go big. Yeah, and they want to go big, so we might have something in the works on that. So, keep your ears and eyes open, and we're going to see what we can come up with. Maybe we can have a reunion and let it roll big in Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville sounds fun. Nashville sounds real fun. I love me some Las Vegas. That's so dope. Yeah, let me know. I'm always open on the schedule and barbecue. Like I said, I've got this weekend and next weekend booked, and I've got a couple others. I'd really have to just look at my schedule. But this has been the tour of Q for me, and every barbecue I've been in, it's been raining, except for with you in Midland and with Team Rub One out in Tupelo. That was really awesome. But yeah, so I just tell me where it's at, and I'm there, and I've got some of the barbecue magazines and newspapers so I can see what's going on, and it's just helping me build my dream and get out there and take some chances on rolling in that smoke, and it's just been a great, great season this year.
It has been already for all of us, you know, and I tell you, I didn't know Big Hoss, Michael, right there that helps the shed. When he, you know, I remember him cooking with you on Pitmasters. But I never really had got to talk to him. And you know what? Just the short time I got to talk with him and hang out with him right there at the shed, I really like him. I mean, he is a cool dude, and I like him a lot. And we got to give him a big shout out because he's one. I can tell he's one fine fella, and I like him. You know, he's cool. And you know, but everybody at the shed's pretty cool.
Definitely.
You know, they just know how to throw it down. They know how to have a awesome cook. They know how to put it together. They're champions. Just like all of you, you know, you're all champions in your own aspects, and you're, it's just cool to be around everything like that, you know. I really have a big time.
Yeah,
the only thing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I tell you, the only thing that would have made it better if we could have had John down here, you know, he would have been in hog heaven, getting to hang out and be around the whole crew. I'm telling you, we the three amigos.
You saw me give him a case of my sauce to get him up here, and he said he wasn't able to do it because, you know, family always comes first, so he took care of his priorities, but that just made him want to come out here this way even more. But
you got it.
Yeah,
you know.
The three amigos, the three amigos, bring them back together.
Now, you said something I wanted to touch base on because I got to give you a big shout-out on it, is your sauce. Tell us about the TKO. That is some bad stuff. Now, I love it. It is just off the chart. I mean, it'll knock you out, and it's good on everything. So tell us a little bit about that and how anybody that's listening that wants to get some of that. You know, I know you've got it. I know you're selling it like crazy, and I don't know what kind of stock you have, but if they can get their hands on it, they will definitely be blessed with some barbecue goodness, I'm telling you. Tell us about it.
Well, the way I sell my sauce is on the road. I mean, I've got it with me. I haven't been able to. It's just been shooting like hotcakes through my hands on the road. I take it with me. People will ask me about it since we had it on the Shed Show on Food Network last summer. I am now down to my last two cases. I need to make a whole nother batch, but man, stuff like God's nectar on a piece of meat. I haven't heard a single bad word on my sauce. It's great on pretty much everything. If you got a list of all the different meats you might cook in Pitmasters, it is good on every single one of those 52 different cuts, from pork, poultry, to beef, to fish, you know, you name it. Yeah, vegetables. It's great on vegetables, too.
It is. It's good on it makes anything good, I'm telling you. That's the kind of sauce we're talking about. It's a one sauce. The only one you need, and you put it on everything you want. And we need to get some, you know, that's twice. I was fortunate enough to be blessed to have some at Tupelo, and I'm out, and I had all intentions in the world to get some when I was in Memphis, and we wound up and didn't, and I was mad about that, but you know what? I've got to get some, so... I mean, I need some bad.
I'm
withdrawals.
Are you now?
Yeah. I tell you what, I think we've got a caller in queue. Let me refresh his board real quick because you will want to, we got to get him in here. He's just my partner. Yeah, he's my partner in crime. He's your partner in crime. We can't be without him, you know. This makes the circle complete. Caller 806, Smoking X, Mr. John Rees, you live with us, brother.
Let me just start off by saying, Sarah, I am completely sorry. I keep forgetting, girl. I got to make a deposit for you.
Don't worry about it, man.
I keep forgetting. I mean, I've got so much going on. I just forgot. Just Text me tomorrow, and we'll get it taken care of for you. But, no, that is an awesome sauce. What are y'all doing, man? I mean, how is life treating y'all? It looks like it's fixing to rain here in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, no, you can have it. I'm done with the rain. I've got nothing but blue skies, green grass, four-leaf clovers. It's just perfect. I'm just the heart of Tennessee right now. It is. I'm in heaven, camping out, living large, my friends. I'm sorry
well,
you got rain.
I'll
go ahead,
you,
have
and we've only had about an inch or so all year long, and you know it's they're calling rain from now till Monday, and I'm gonna tell you what. I've yet, even though it's a holiday coming up, I have yet to hear one person complain about it. We will take it.
Well, Texas needs it. It needs to settle some of that red dirt that blows every time the wind blows.
Oh,
I'm telling
good
you.
Lord, isn't that something?
Oh, man, that sandstorm from Lubbock gave me the worst sinus infection between Lubbock and
I'm telling you,
God,
yeah.
Memphis. It was awful. That was, but it was awesome. Like, it was unbelievable coming from just the sunniest skies, the most perfect hot summer day in Texas in the middle of the spring. And, like I said, being in that historical, seeing all those airplanes from all the different countries and all the wars, and that was really cool. And Pat Green singing under the Texas stars. Oh.
And red dirt.
Yeah,
well, it got me too. I mean, it kicked my tail. I mean, it got me down too. But we had a great time.
Y'all should live in it.
In the red dirt, you can have it, buddy.
I'm telling you,
I used to play soccer in that. You play soccer in that red dirt. You do a slide tackle, and you just got blood running from your ankle up to your hip.
It's something else here. I'm telling you, it is something else. So what are y'all cooking this weekend?
You got a KCBS competition in where are we going?
You're going to Lewisburg.
Yeah.
Who, I tell you, it's a KCBS event. I don't know what size cook it's going to be. Do you have any idea how many cooks are going to be there?
How many cooks are going to be there?
Yeah, do you have any kind of idea, 40. Projection of 40?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a good little cook right there. You know, they're projecting 40 here in our small town on the square. We're going to shut town down. And,
nice.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Hey, well, Chadwick, maybe there could be 41 teams this weekend.
Yeah. If Chadwick would come to, yeah. A lot of don't know, you know. Even though I've got new tires on my pit and I'm ready to roll, I don't know. Who knows? I bet I could make a phone call and get in if I needed to.
Maybe there could be 41 teams in McKenzie then if you can't come here. Either way.
There you go. Well, I tell you, I don't know if I know we can handle them. We'll find a place to put them. That's no doubt. We're gonna let the smoke roll right here, and get crazy, get a little hog wild, and just have a big old time. Now, that KCBS event won't be near as fun as this event that I'm going to be at. But I'm not even going to ask who you're cooking with this week.
Oh, the team I'm working with is Nacho Daddy's Barbecue. Angel
Daddy's
back. Yeah,
That's pretty cool. You know, I had your phone number in here from the first time you actually called in the show, and I had Nacho Juicy Mama tagged with your phone number. Now, where did I get that from?
Probably off a bathroom wall.
Hey,
here I am, boys. I'm all yours tonight.
who was doing all the video and when you were doing the dancing at Memphis in May with the knives and rubbing
that
hog
was,
down?
That was Aaron Speed. There's a picture from my first few Memphis in May pictures, a black guy standing under the rainbow with a big smile on his face. That guy is one of the sweetest, most genuine, soulful people you will ever meet, and he is just busts his butt for the team every year, and he's just so kind. He's so funny. He's a local Memphis guy.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, yeah, I've seen that video too, John. She was shaving that hog, and she does that.
Yeah,
she puts those teasers out there of all this barbecue goodness. When we're all watching, you know, we can't be doing it, but she is, so we have to watch that stuff.
This guy walked up to me at Memphis in May, and he says, "I follow you on Facebook, and I got to know, what do you do?" I go, "What do you mean?" "You know everything I do, because my whole life is posted. That's what I do. I travel and I cook. Lots of barbecue now."
That's it. And you give them your number, too. It's, what is it, 867? What is that number?
599 with whatever area code I need to give. Yeah, I do the 915. I keep it in my hometown. That works. Yeah. And anyone who's drunk, if you want me to sign my name, I will sign my name on your body.
On you. That's what you call an autograph. That's a personalized autograph.
And that was so, John, your birthday was off the hook, like the best birthday I ever had, and it wasn't even my birthday.
that was very unexpected. I really didn't expect that. It was, you get to the age where you're just kind of going through the motions, and it's just another day, and then all of a sudden, people surprise you, I had a blast, and it was fun and unexpected. I think that's the best part about it, is it was unexpected.
Well, and your team at TNA Bar, man, and all the support that you have behind you in your hometown, I mean, that's what you want, and that's grassroots, and that's where it all starts, and you've got what it takes, and I've seen that within your supportive environment and with your skill and competition, man. Like, I've been so impressed, and I've looked back on our pictures so many times from that weekend, that whole week. I mean, all of it, and just coming back and hanging out when it was all over, and even that restaurant we went to when we had Mexican food, that was really cool. And just debriefing, getting our game plan together. I felt like we were extremely organized, and I like that, and sanitation is everything to me. We kept a really good system running for us, and I loved working with you guys. That was awesome. And, Chris, you're like double time and running your show, beyond running your show, doing live interviews everywhere. And, man, y'all are just the top-notch professionals, and I appreciate the honor of having time to work with you.
Well, we don't want to give too much away, and we certainly do appreciate it, but we, in the talks, let's do it again.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, John, we'll definitely stay in touch on all that stuff, for sure. I'm really excited, man. I'm not done. I ain't done till the fat lady sings. I don't think she sings until, like, September, October.
That's it. Who's singing back there?
That was my dog, Baloo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy. I tell you what, we did. We had a great time. It's all about just having the love to do the game. Like I said earlier, you got to have it. You got to play it out. You got to see where it goes. And right now we're just starting to play it out. I'm gonna ride that old pony, that old horse, and make it happen.
Did you hear the sidebar comment?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I don't even want to know what kind of comment that was.
You heard it? Oh shit! I mean, dog.
Listen, the fingers are out too.
Oh. Sure, there's one point right at me right now.
Right now. I mean, the point is on you. The point. is there. I mean, you can see it through the screen. I'm telling you.
Was something on accident?
I'm going to be nice. What about you, John? You going to be nice tonight?
I ain't had enough to drink yet.
I make
no promises.
Yeah, I hadn't had enough to drink. That's right. I hadn't had enough to drink. You got it.
Sit down.
Yeah. I can hear you.
We're cooking some tri-tip over here. It's nice. The sun's setting. It's a perfect day. Get ready for some competition.
Yeah. Sipping on some. Are you sipping on any wine tonight?
No, I'm actually enjoying a nice hop salad. It's called Lazy Magnolia. It's a brewery out in Mississippi. It's kind of like the Abita Brewery of, what's it called, in Louisiana, but Lazy Magnolia takes care of Mississippi, and this one's called Center Hospitality. It's an IPA, and it's off the hook.
Right.
I'm out of
I think I've had the Magnolia one time before. It's not bad. I tell you what, I would have to break out my homebrew. I got some pretty crude homebrew that is pretty good. It's just kind of strong. Some homebrew.
Oh.
It's a little stronger than a cooler wine, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't drink that. That's awful.
No, you like those IPAs. I hear you. I hear you, IPA girl. And pale ale.
Yeah, I like Pat, too. They make a great sponsor if they're listening. How's that?
So, all right. So you got a big KCBS contest. What are you? Are you focusing on any category? You're just going to do them all? You're going to help with all of them? Are you going to do a couple of them yourself? What's some of your game plan?
I'm going to be assisting a young lady named Mercedes, and I'm helping her with all categories.
Well, good. That sounds like a winner right there. Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Well, just scrape those skins. Don't scrape them. Shave them. And if you have to, you know how to do it now.
We're doing thighs. I was wrong. we're doing lollipop? Oh, okay, we're doing lollipop.
Lollipop. I tell you, that's always fun to do. Do you cut your knuckle on a lollipop, or do you leave the joint on the bottom of the bone? You cut it off. What do you do?
No, I cut all four of them, and then I smoke the joint.
Gotcha.
Don't tell me that.
You heard her, John. She smokes the joint.
But I did inhale.
Just don't drink the bong water.
No. Yeah, it's worse than Montezuma's revenge. It was an accident. Oh, the walls had ears, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we cut all knuckles off and stand it up real pretty.
Sounds like a winner. Well, you know, I tell you what, it's a toss-up anymore. A lot of KCBS teams, I mean, you're either going to do a popsicle or you're going to do a thigh. I mean, the popsicle has actually come to more play now than it used to. Used to, if you did a popsicle, you'd either hit big or you'd go home crying because you'd be dead ass last. But now popsicle's just in the air. It just depends on how it's finished out and what it looks like and how it tastes.
Or you could do like something crazy like Cornish game hen, six in a box.
There you go. Put six of them in there. You can. Has do a half. Do six. Do three holes and cut them in half. There you go. I don't know how that would work, but, you know, some people say it does. That is a KCBS qualifier. I mean, that is a KCBS bird, so you can do it.
Awesome.
I don't know. What about IBCA, John? Can you do a Cornish hen?
You have to do a half chicken, and they just that's all they say is half chicken, fully jointed half chicken hips.
Well,
wasn't a game hen a chicken?
But here's the trick: you gotta have a you know, a bird big enough to, you know, that's the trick, is you gotta be able to shut the tray, but at the same time you need a bird big enough to, you know, feed a couple tables.
Well, you turn two in, so you turn what, about a 5 pound? What's your target size on your bird for your hen?
Well, that's the trick, is if it's 50 teams or less, it's half of one. If it's 50 teams or more, then it's two halves.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's how they do it, is, I couldn't even tell you. I just try, more than just the weight on the bird, I try to find a bird that looks good, that's not turning really, really pink, because they'll do it in a heartbeat. And those wingtips, man, I mean, you'll look at 20 birds, and maybe six or seven of them got wingtips, so, or one wingtip is clipped, or, it's a little more difficult to find birds than you think. It's not just, going there and buy you a bird. There's a lot of birds, you got to make sure you can see that wingtip through the plastic, the shrink wrap.
Hey, Smokin' X, I got a question for you.
Hit me.
What if you use roosters that won chicken fight, so you're only turning in winning chickens?
Well, you'll be part of the top cock then, I guess.
Yeah, he called me Big Red.
But you want one that was a fast fight, because them spurs, you don't want them all beat up.
Right? Oh man, I cracked myself up. Something better help me.
John,
whenever I need to put a smile on my face, times get tough.
Yeah.
And you start feeling down. All I got to do is go back to the video about 3 o'clock in the morning in Midland.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
In my life, I feel pretty good about things then at that point. Chadwick's over there, looking up Michael videos.
Hey, y'all
love Michael videos.
What were you
saying? You're dancing.
And
Chad's wondering what the hell he got himself into.
I've got an 80s music fight with me on Facebook. That was hilarious. What were we seeing? Fearless Whisper by Wham, for crying out loud.
Oh, that was so funny.
I want to see that video. Do not post it, though.
I'll send it to you. It's so funny. I laugh because you're not only singing, but you're like, hold up, here's my part. And then you start singing and dancing. And Chadwick is over there going, "Boy, we're rebels now. That's the past quiet time. Here we are, wham." I don't think we got in trouble because people were too embarrassed for us.
They were awesome, though.
You know what? I'm too old to get embarrassed anymore, so I tell you what, we've had a good time. I tell you what, we had better time than anybody else did there. So, that's their loss. That's the way we roll. We have a good time, and they're gonna just wish they had as much fun as we did.
Oh, don't we, though? Oh, that was so funny. Oh, it was so funny. I loved walking into the cook's meeting dressed like the prom queen. That was embarrassing. Another day.
What I liked is when we were walking to the cook's meeting, we just kept thinking, well, it's got to be right around the corner. And then we'd hit one more corner. And then you'd go around one more bend. And then you'd go upstairs. And then you'd make the corner. And then you're like, good gosh, we're 2 miles from our pit.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I learned that lesson in Memphis in May. It's like, if there's any point where I'm sitting idle and wishing to be in my bed, it's time to go. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, one thing about that Memphis in May, where we parked from Memphis in May, we parked up the road, up the hill, and on top of the parking garage, okay? Well, when we got there, you know, when you get there, you're fired up. Yeah, you're excited. You're ready to get down there right in the middle of all of it and see what's going on and have a big time. Well, we didn't think about walking 4 or 5 blocks down the stairs, down the hill, down the road, and we got there. Well, after walking all day long, it is, what, 10:30 at night, 10:30 at night, and now we've got to walk up the road, up the hill,
yeah,
to the top of the parking garage. Man, that was a pretty good haul for a big old fat boy like me. I'm telling you, it was. But the boys with me couldn't keep up.
Oh, it was painful, man. He didn't want to leave anything in the car. Like on the overnight shift, I had to go in the pouring rain back to my car to go upload all my garnish. And it was, just, I mean, I literally used Krylon Never Wet Spray Paint to waterproof myself.
Well, I tell you what. We've had a lot of callers call in. We've had a lot of callers listening to us tonight. I guess they're too scared to punch at one and chime in. We'd like to hear from them if they want to call back. 347-202-0263. We've got two live crew right here. We've got Chef Sarah in the house and Smokin' X John Hughes. That's right. We've got them in the house. Call in, talk to them, see where it goes. You never know. But we're having a good time with friends, and that's what it's all about right here. What it is all about tomorrow night on John's show, X Nation. That will be Thursday night show from 6 to 8. John, you got a big show lined up tomorrow night?
I do. I'm going to have Texas Renegade call in tomorrow night. These guys have been good friends of mine for several years. They've got a new album coming out, and they are actually playing Green Hall tomorrow night in South Texas, the oldest honky-tonk in Texas. So they're going to call us in right before they start their first set. They're going to talk for a few minutes. We might accidentally have Brett Galloway on for a few minutes to talk about a couple of things. And then we're going to have Tate Corliss call in with Raider Red Meats, and we're going to talk about beef prices and what's going on with the beef market. And, man, I just I was told that beef prices are jumping 10 to 15 cents a pound per week. That's per week. And there's not really an end in sight right now. Tate's going to come on and tell us about, as a buyer, what's going on in the beef market and where we can expect briskets to land before the end of summer. So, you know, lots of information tomorrow night.
Well, you know, if brisket winds up being as much as a ribeye steak, nobody's going to buy it.
It's going to be hard to go cook-off, man.
That's right. It sure is. And it'll make it rough. But I tell you, I'm in the works. I'm working on a huge meat sponsor. And if we get them into the Hall County family, we'll be good to go. Working on it right now. We did introduce Mean Green this past week, which is going to be a instrumental in some of these large cooks, as well as Best One Tire. They are a Firestone distributor, so we're excited about having both those new sponsors in the family fired up. That's going to give us a little more smoking power.
I'm excited for you.
Everybody got their domestics running in the background.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want it any other way. We We've got them around here. My daughter's outside right now grilling hot dogs over a fire pit. And she's got the pony out. He's out in the front yard with her. And the dogs and the cats. And, it's just old McDonald right here tonight. Happening. It's going down. We're going to have grilled hot dog and s'mores for supper. Now, how much better is it going to get than that?
I think we're out here. We're cooking tri-tip tacos, watching the sunset, overlooking some fruit-growing plants.
Really? How are those grapes growing, by the way?
They're not grapes. They're like wild gooseberries.
Oh, okay. Wild bushberries, more like muscadine or something like that.
I don't know. I'm not a horticulturist. I didn't study botany.
I can't imagine. I have no idea.
Me neither. Me neither. I'm just so used to flying over my head. Whole new world, man. All right. But look at me.
Oh, mercy. I tell you what.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's all good in the barbecue hood. I don't know what else to say.
In the barbecue hood, huh?
In the barbecue hood.
I like that.
That's right. That's right. Hey guys, we got another caller. I'm afraid to cue him in, but let's cue him in and see what's going on. There's no Calvin.
Lord, mighty, what's happening?
We're gonna cue them in and see what's happening. welcome them to the show. Caller 931. Let's see, you're live with us. Who we got?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
What are you doing, Chadwick? Somebody's talking smack about standing out in some fruit-growing fields. I don't know where the hell she's at.
I don't either. Hey. There's no telling. What kind of fruit's growing, wonder?
Well, I got grapes growing out here, buddy.
Oh, that sounds like
at an apple.
Yeah.
I'm just standing out
in some vineyards watching my grapes grow, playing fetch with the dogs. I don't know what she's talking about.
Man, that sounds like a plan, Mick, I tell you. What kind of specials you got going on at the grinder switch?
Oh, Lord, 15% discount on any case purchase always here at Grinder Switch Winery. And it's all good,
well,
sweet, dry.
That's a good. We want some sweet. We want some dry. We want some. We want some wine. You're supposed to bring me some in Tupelo, but evidently you forgot about it.
No, I had it. You gotta watch. Sarah drank most of it.
What?
I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
She did say.
I don't know.
John, didn't you say she loved that? She loved that wine, didn't you, John?
You gotta watch. She wasn't eyeballing my damn rubs and my sauces. She was eyeballing my wine. I had a case of wine in there. When I went to leave, it was gone.
It was free.
Well, at least it wasn't a box of wine.
Yeah, no. No, we don't. Ain't no sense drinking no box wine.
No.
Well, we got to keep classy.
I got to tell you that, honestly, the grinder switch, I did not drink wine. I stopped drinking wine back in 2001. And there's definitely something about a Tennessee wine. It's nice. They got it on the sweet side and they got it on the savory side. But man, the sweet side is just, it's so refreshing. It is so good. And just to see where it comes from is just absolutely beautiful. It's a family-run operation. Everybody around me has a bottle at their house. It's unbeknownst to me how you can pull something so spectacular like this together, and just seeing this family work together, just it blows you away. It is a beautiful thing, and it's the only compliment I would ever give Chester, just so you know.
Well, it does. It's a lot. It's a lot of hard work. I have no doubt. And when you put a good product out, there's a lot of, you can tell there's a lot of care and a lot of love in that product. And it takes it. Chester, it takes all kind of work to put that wine out, doesn't it?
Man, I ain't worked in like 4 years.
Well, now I can believe that. I can believe that. You just put on a show. But
I'm the front man. I'm the face man.
You're all the looks, the PR and the looks of the company. I understand that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I'm the best looking guy here, no doubt.
Ow.
His dad's not bad.
Yeah, thankfully he don't listen to the radio show.
He's listening.
I think I have a body built for barbecue and radio.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of you on Facebook. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding, John. Just kidding. Give me that ball, Blue. Give me that ball, Blue.
I don't know who he's talking about. Oh, it's so funny.
It really is.
He cannot undermine his job at this place. The guy's riding his tractor. He's got a pick. I mean, there are well over 2,000 plants growing out here, and he's got to pick each one. Wait a minute. I'm getting 3,500 plants. 3,500, and he's got to tend to each and every single one of them. And, man, it's amazing. Like, it's the best kind of work you could ever imagine. You know, everybody's all so busy clocking in, clocking out, supposed to be working 3 hours a week. You're working 90, you get paid for 32. I mean, you know. You.
Yeah.
I work
yeah.
10 hours a week. Don't let her lie to you.
Amen.
Well,
I had a real job. I couldn't cook as much barbecue as I do.
You got it. You got it. I hear you.
I don't mean just cutting into my hobby.
What are your hobbies?
I just have a feeling if Mick can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah.
If you can't do it, nobody can.
I don't know what, Kevin. You accomplished a lot more than I ever have, buddy.
Shit.
I'm just a little country boy.
I'm a broke country boy. Just trying to get a little smoke on.
There you go. Let's smoke on. Let's smoke on.
Well, that cook this weekend ought to be a pretty nice cook down there. It's been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was the goat festival down there, and I think PETA got pissed because we were smoking goat shoulders while they had this big goat national convention. They'd have like 3 barns of all these show goats, and for anything but, we'd all smoke goat shoulders out of Alabama, because goat shoulders out of Alabama, those goats are stump broke down there, so they're more tender. So we'd get them up in there and cook them, and I think PETA got a little pissed. I don't know if it was because they stump broke or because we was cooking them, but... So they had to change it around, and it's not with the goat people anymore, but there's really going to be a lot of top-notch teams come down this weekend. Mercedes is cooking it. That's our first pro competition, so we'll see how they do.
That'll be good. She'll have a big time doing that.
Yeah, she needs to win at least gas money for the RV. Otherwise, I'm going to be a little upset.
Well, I tell you what, she'll have a good time. Presley sure likes to go and cook, too. And it's real, and all kidding aside, these kids love, you know, I'm sure she's a daddy's girl, and mine's a daddy's girl, and they love to go cook and hang out with daddy, and I'm proud mine likes to go cook and do like she does, and I'm going to encourage
you. You're right. You got to get them out there doing that kind of stuff so they ain't doing other silly stuff, so.
Yeah, you're right, and that's the thing about barbecue, really. There's a lot of barbecue guys we know. It's your kids to go with them and cook, and I've always been a big I'm pro for that. You know, I'm all for it, and I support the kids' cooks, and would like to get more of them going on around here. I know Presley is in the 4-H, and they've got
a
little.
What that 4-H is a good program, man. They got that cooking program. The grill off. They have it in Jackson every year for the 4-H kids here. My son done that They were actually regional champs 3 years in a row, which is high as you can go as a middle schooler. They 4-H does have a cooking program, and that's something, you know, you can get your kids in. And a lot of people don't know it. They think it's just chickens and cows and hogs, but you got to do something with them animals after you raise them and send them off the
butcher. That's right. That's right. And
still that cooking program? Explain how that works, because I would love to know how that works. I don't know that they do that down here in Texas, but I mean, we got 4-H and stuff, but I wonder how hard that would be to get started.
It's not bad. What it is, you can have a team of four. They'll cook a beef product, a lamb product, a chicken, and a pork. Or you can go as an individual cook and, I guess, cook one or as many as you want to. My son was on a team. He cooked beef. You know, the other three kids, they chose between the lamb and the chicken and the pork. But there was individual, too. And as far as middle school age, you can only go to the regionals when you come in first place, you know, in your division. That's as far as you go. But if you win first in regionals, like if you're at the high school level, you'll go on actually to the state competition, which is here, which is in Knoxville, which is pretty cool. My son quit that after middle school. He decided, you know, I can cook competition barbecue, so I'm not cooking with some guys anymore. So,
it's a good program.
If you just go to your 4-H extension office, they can tell you all about it.
I'll be calling them tomorrow because I didn't know they did that. And, my sister and I.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than, like, judging flowers and seeing which tree bark's good.
They do that junk all the time. And then, judging goats and, and then they all do the hogs and the steers. And,
right.
The cooking, I mean, that'd be cool because it's not like I don't have $100,000 worth of cooking crap laying around the house.
I don't have that. I got like $10 worth of cooking crap.
Well, I give or take $100,000. That's what
I'm
There's some room for there's a gray area there, so I don't know.
When they do the team cooking off, like what we did, it was four boys. And we got in them little rectangle like char griller grills. And you've got 2 hours to cook your meat. So they get you there and they go, okay, start now. So you'll light your grills. And you've got 2 hours from the time you light your grill till the judges come around. And they make like, it's almost kind of like an MBM because they'll make a presentation table and all that kind of stuff. And it's good for them because they have to interact with people they don't know. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, we just used a little $20-$30 grills from Walmart or whatever. Everybody had a little matching grill. We had a bunch of practice cooks, which is good because the parents would bring sides, and I think the women are bringing the sides, basically, because I can't cook sides. But it was a good time. And good for the kids, too, because they learn how to cook.
Right. They learn how to cook, bottom line.
Now my kid's cooking pro, and she's like 12 years old, so.
That.
You just shook it up.
Well, it's a good program. You hit that extension office, and you'll learn something you'll learn something at that extension office.
Yeah.
We're big.
And a lot of people don't. If I didn't know that when I was a kid, I'd have been cooking back then. I mean, because we live out in the country, man, I can tell you what tree that is and what tree that is. I don't have to go to Jackson in a city to tell you what it is because it's cut up in a piece of chunk of wood on a table.
Right, right.
You
grew up
cooking and stuff. Yeah, so.
How to cook a lot is I grew up on a farm and a ranch, and we weren't like in a lot of places where we were, 100 miles from the nearest town, but it was a good 20 minutes to the nearest town, and that's driving 70 miles an hour.
Oh, we're an hour from everything here.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, when we grew up, and there wasn't no just running to Walmart or McDonald's or, and I think that's lost a lot.
I run to the woods with 2 bullets and come back with a squirrel usually.
Well, there you go.
That's a good dinner.
Yeah, in case I missed the first time.
Well, okay. Well,
you'll
I thought maybe
you'd
get
Huh? You should do that PBA instead of doing Chef's Choice or anything, but it's got to be squirrel.
Well, I tell you what, there's
chicken
a lot of squirrel cookers around here. There's a lot
chicken
of boys that run a lot of squirrel. We can go out to my back door any day of the week and shoot as many squirrels as you want.
We can have a Friday night squirrel hunt, and then we shoot the squirrel the next day.
You know, a lot of boys around here coon hunt.
We can do that. Hey, them coons, you can get some good toothpicks off a good coon.
I'm telling you, it's a big coons around here. I mean, there's a lot of coon hunters around here. I'm telling you. Well, we've got any kind of hunt you want to go on. It's here. I mean, I can look out my upstairs deck and see deer running across the road about any given time.
Oh, that just makes me sick. We've killed a bunch of squirrels in my backyard, and I live right in the smack dab of Lubbock.
Don't they have tumbleweeds in Texas?
Oh, good Lord.
Hell yeah, there's tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds?
Yeah, there's tumbleweeds.
That's why they got them kid catchers on all the trucks out there, so the tree blowing across the road don't mess up your grill.
But this is what you got to remember about Texas, and Oklahoma is a lot like this too. A lot of it's open range.
Yeah.
So if you hit a cow, you just bought a cow.
What? You don't have a roadkill law?
No. What I'm saying is, certain parts of Texas is open range. So
no
they don't have to have fence. I mean, they do, but if a cow gets out and gets on the interstate, it's your fault if you hit it.
Oh, no, I'm throwing that in the bed of the truck, and I'm carrying it home. That's roadkill.
That's right, buddy. I'm rolling. I'm hammered down. I'm rolling. The cow's in the back of the truck.
Two triceps, a bunch of ribeyes.
Well, but you understand what I'm saying. So, I mean, a lot of these guys, they got them big old grill guards and stuff, and then I'm telling you, they're not tumbleweed.
Hamburger meat.
They're tumble trees.
Yeah.
I've heard of tumbleweeds going through an oil pan.
I tell you what, there's more damn mosquito.
Not a lot of
Fast
and Furious cars out there, are there?
No. You're not going to see that, Texas.
What's that?
Fast and Furious cars.
Well, you do, but we make fun of them.
Roll up solo on that.
The guys that get out of those usually have pointy boots that curl straight up in the front.
They're called roach killers.
Oh, I think Sarah needs to draw a picture of those guys.
Yeah.
She's an artist. Chester, have you ever seen any of her artwork?
No. She stays far away from me, so I don't know.
I really do.
I let her take a picture with my chicken ribbon one time in Tupelo, and that's about it.
Yeah, I didn't take a picture of that. That was his advertisement of self, and I didn't want to take a picture of that chicken. It was really a rooster.
Hey, we only use chickens that win cockfights around here, so we use winners.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we know where that came from now.
What, did she say something about winning roosters earlier or something?
I might steal techniques, you know. You never know.
Oh. That's why I hate cooking with people. They'll steal your damn techniques. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I heard some of my techniques were stolen at Memphis in May for some winners. I heard some really cool things about products that I put out that people
she
use.
She carves vegetables. She didn't cook no barbecue.
Yeah, you're right, Mick. I do that too.
Salad maker.
Some people got to pay people. Other people just got the talent.
Woo! Chef salad maker.
Mick, you ain't eating tonight. The word is... Have some cereal. It's delicious.
With the salt and the milk.
with my sauce. That's your milk, baby. That's all you get. God's nectar right there. With some fiber.
Myalgia.
I don't even know what that is. It's on TV commercials, though, I'm sure, but thank God I don't watch TV.
Well, boys, I've enjoyed it since she's not feeding me via air flight. I've got to go start my grill, boys. Y'all have a good night.
Hey, have a good night. Take care of yourself. Best of luck to y'all this weekend.
Thank
oh, yeah.
You.
I'm not even cooking, but all right.
Nah. He's not.
Yeah,
well,
I'm not even touching
the
smoker, dude.
Best of luck to your daughter, then. Best of luck to Mercedes.
Thanks. Thank you.
You got
it,
man. Have a good night. Good to talk to you. All right.
Hopefully make the McKenzie and slide up there and, you know, let's smoke.
That would be good. That would be good. You know what? I will take a picture with you, and I'll be pointing. And what am I pointing at?
Each other. it'll be a special moment between us, Chris.
Hell yeah, I know it. We'll bond
I mean,
on that one.
We just recreated the Phil finger to the Chadwick finger, and it all goes down to one person.
It's a little different version of the Phil finger. Phil, I like Phil's finger. He's got it going on, but that's the Chadwick finger. That's right.
Don't tell everybody that.
That's right. And, you know, Mama Shed, she had it down perfect.
Yes, she did.
She was dead on. So that's the Chadwick finger right there. Anybody ever knows it, that's the Chadwick finger there. All right. That's a good picture. I like that.
Yeah, it was great. Man, all the ones we took were great.
Yeah, it was. We're gonna do it again next year. We're gonna get John down here.
No.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, guys. I appreciate y'all calling in. We've had a lot of callers call in to listen, and it was a really special treat to have our guest Mick Chesser of Rub One, Team Rub One Out, right here out of Tennessee, on with us tonight. We got to give Mick Chesser a big shout out and give him the finger, the Chadwick finger.
I'll give him the finger right now. There you
I
have it.
Finger.
Oh, you the man, baby. You the man. Sorry, wrong one. Just keeping up with my assignment here. That's all. Awesome. Well, good. Y'all check back. We'll post our scores and how we did this next weekend and the weekend after. Yeah, he got a big old flamethrower and a teeny hibachi on top of a tiny wooden table that comes from IKEA. I'm ready to see a big bonfire in a minute.
don't burn anything down. Watch him with that fire, because he might burn something down.
Yeah, he was.
Keep an eye. Yeah, keep an eye on him. Yeah. Keep an eye on him. Just keep him in line, and let him burn up and down. All right. Well, I tell you what, we want to get some more of that sauce. So the next time we see each other, be sure to have some. And if you're out, I wish you the very best. I want everybody to get some TKO sauce. If they can't get in touch with you, let them get in touch with me, and we'll hook you up. We'll get some. We'll get it out there to them. And, John, we want to talk to you soon. Now, listen to me. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Be sure to go in to Blog Talk Radio and schedule your show, because it's not scheduled. Nor was mine this evening, and mine wasn't scheduled this evening either, so I had to go in and schedule a on-air live show ASAP kind of deal before I could get online tonight and get this studio board up. So go on and schedule your show, pre-schedule it today, tonight, in the morning, because it did put me behind a little bit. But we rocked it out. We've had special guests tonight. We've had... the one, the only Chef Sarah in the house with us. We've had John Reeves smoking eggs. X Nation, be sure to turn in a John show tomorrow night. And he will have some great info, and he always has a great show also. We want to thank Mick Chesser from Rub One Out calling in right there out of Centerville, Tennessee. And, guys, I want to give you all a quick shout-out. Let you all give your sponsors or whoever you want to give a shout-out to, give them a shout-out, and then we'll wrap her up.
I'd like to thank everybody for World Peace and Stupid Stuff. Have a great, great night.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great night. Y'all have a great cook this weekend.
Oh, we will. I think Nick's going to yell something at you. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
I'd like to thank Grinder Switch Winery. Without them, I'd have to have a real job.
And, of course, Smoking Edge and Chris Chadwick, man, rocking the house. Thanks for the opportunity, man. It's always great to hear your voice. And have a, yeah, you're so appreciated. Very much appreciated. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. All right,
stay out of trouble.
All right. I do. Very, all right. I'm completely removed from trouble, other than the one I'm staring at. Yeah, just smoke it, focusing on smoke and fire. That's it. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Have a good one. Be careful.
You too, man. Hope I see you real soon.
Yeah, all right, cool. John, what about it? Give them a big shout-out, Big Daddy.
So I just want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank Chadwick for the friendship I have with him and what we've got going on, and Sarah as well. And I want to thank my team because they're just great people. They're a lot of fun to cook with. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be accepted and to be a part of this barbecue thing. You know, I love it. We have a lot of fun doing it. You know, that's all I can say. Tune in tomorrow night. We'll have a great show. And maybe we'll have a super awesome kick-ass call-in by Chadwick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
And then if Sarah gets bored, maybe she'll call too. You never know.
I'm so bored all the time, totally. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a Mercedes-Benz calling, too. Get the kids' point of view. You know, I love seeing these kids in the barbecue circuit. You know, it's awesome. It's like they got culinary school for high schoolers now, and then you're starting to see kids coming on the barbecue circuit. It's nice, you know. I love seeing American traditions build.
Check your 4-H extension
office. That's right.
Check your
4-H. That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll have to say this, all our kids that are cooking, which mine will turn on the stove and cook a meal, and she's 11 now, but she was doing that when she was 9. She knows how to cook, and she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. You know, these kids that are cooking at an early age like this, you know, just imagine what they're going to do when they get older.
They're going to be cool.
You know,
they're going to be organized in their heads, man, because they know.
You got it. They're going to be bad to the bone, no doubt. And I know I'm proud of mine. You know, she's cooking it up. She's letting the smoke roll. She loves to cook. Second-degree Taekwondo black belt. I mean, she's got it going on. And, you know, it's all about supporting your kids and encouraging them to be all they can be, and that's what we do at barbecue too. We encourage our kids to do and be all they can be. So I'm all for the kids too, and we just keep rocking it out.
Hallelujah and amen. You're doing it right. That's so awesome. Yeah, man, full report on this weekend. You guys go be with your families, enjoy the ones you love, and I'll talk to you soon. I know. And thanks for the opportunity to have me on your show. Great talking to you, John Reeves. Love you to pieces, man. You're so awesome.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Hi to your beautiful bride.
All right. See you later. Have a good night.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. John, appreciate it, brother. I'm gonna wrap her up. I'm gonna get out of here and get back to everything else. That's what it's all about. You know how it is. You've been doing your show. You're coming up on a year, aren't you?
June 6th is 1 year.
June 6th, but that'll be a Friday night. You might have to do a special Friday Night Lights Live to celebrate your 1 year. That's what you might have to do. So to celebrate your 1 year commencement now, everybody else is hitting their 1 year mark, so get in there and who knows, we'll make something happen.
That sounds great, man. Hey, it's fixing. I'm sitting here on my back porch, and I bet you it's dropped 15 degrees in the last 45 minutes. Looks like the rain's about to start falling, and I'm out of tea, and it's almost 8 o'clock, so I think I'm going to go in the house, brother.
You got it. Have a good evening. Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. Be sure to schedule your show because it needs to be done.
I'll do that. I'll take care of it. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you, John Reese, Smoking X. All right, guys. John Reese, Smoking X, Chef Sarah, the one, the only, and also Mick Chesser, Rub One Out. Right here out of Tennessee, Centerville. We appreciate everybody calling in, guys and gals. Appreciate all the listeners. Appreciate everybody that continues to support me, continues to help me. So I appreciate everybody in the barbecue world. That's what it's all about, supporting you, support me, support the next cook. We just keep making it bigger and bigger. Remember to check me out on Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team right there on Facebook. You can get in touch with me, Chris Chadwick on Facebook. C Chadwick Barbecue on Twitter. Got an Instagram account set up. My daughter helped me set that up. We're going to start posting a few pictures on Instagram. Guys, just join in. Join in the fun. We always encourage everybody to call in. Be a part of the show. We talk barbecue, we cut up, we have some fun because that's what it's all about. We have a great time doing it. We have a great time being with each other, spending time with each other. I mean, it is a camaraderie that you can't explain. You in it, you know what I'm talking about. We're just going to keep running that pit about 250. I like mine a little hotter at 300. Keep your pit smoking, you fire hot, and we're going to continue to let that smoke roll, I'm telling you. That's what it's all about right here on the Chris Chadwick Show. Y'all call in anytime. You're always invited. We're just supporting barbecue. We want to support you, your team, your product. Just call in and let us know what it's all about. We want to thank Barbecue Superstars for letting us have the opportunity to do a show. I never thought I would do 2 years ago, I never thought I'd be doing this and doing it as much as I do. I love being in the barbecue world. It's a great thing. We've got a lot of great people around. We are a very special breed of people. So, guys, keep letting the smoke roll. Kick that tire, light the fire, let the smoke roll. This is Chris Chadwick. We're going to get hog wild one more time, and I'm out.
Born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Oi, 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 oi. couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Everybody knows we're going to get hog wild. This is Chris Chadwick from Barbecue Superstars. Sure appreciate y'all calling in, listening in. We've had a great time tonight. Be sure to tune in every night of the week, but especially on Wednesday nights. Call in, be part of the show. We'd love to have you. Until next Wednesday night, let the smoke roll.